We continue to hear about depressing stories in the news, but today we get to hear a positive story, and we get to celebrate governments coming together, federal, state, local, with community members, to restore a very special place.
That was Maria Brown, superintendent of the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary, at a ceremony celebrating a major milestone in the restoration of Bolinas Lagoon. I'm George Clyde for the West Marin Report. Yesterday, under warm, sunny skies, the leaders of agencies and community groups that have been planning the restoration of Bolinas Lagoon for years and years gathered on a highway pullout to celebrate, at last, the actual beginning of work on the first project, repairing and improving Highway 1, where it snakes along the edge of the lagoon between Bolinas and Stinson Beach. Supervisor Steve Kinsey has been deeply involved since his election to the Board of Supervisors 15 years ago.
You know, I walked into this responsibility as a new supervisor. I was elected in 1996, and in 1995, the county adopted a plan for the restoration of Bolinas Lagoon.
The 1995 plan, largely generated by the Army Corps of Engineers, would have involved major dredging of the lagoon at a huge cost. It never got off the ground, but it was the catalyst for more planning and a different approach.
Instead of one great big four-year dredging effort, over $100 million, removing tremendous amounts of sediment, this is a customized plan that picks off individual projects that have been identified as worthy of restoration efforts. This is the first of those.
Chuck Morton of Caltrans described the work that is already underway.
We are installing 4,900 feet of new rock slope protection to protect the highway. It has filter fabric behind it, which prevents the dirt and fines that are underneath the highway from washing out and the roadway from failing. We're placing 14 culverts. Each one of the culverts has a sump on the upstream side so that as storm flow or roadway flow gets into the culvert, any silt and sand drops out and cleaner water gets transferred into the bay. Paving 14 dirt pullouts and also putting in new paving for 2 miles.
And when will the Caltrans work be completed?
Probably everything should be done by the end of October.
Brown looked at the road project from the point of view of the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary, which includes Bolinas Lagoon.
People might not think a road, a highway, would affect the sanctuary, but it does. The Caltrans project is removing invasive species along the wetlands, along the shoreline, and they're planting native species and restoring transitional wetland habitat. Also, the porous pavement that they'll be laying in pullouts will reduce sedimentation entering Bolinas Lagoon, as well as will filter toxins from runoff.
But the Caltrans work is only the first of many restoration projects to come. Again, Supervisor Steve Kinsey.
Next year, we'll be on Kent Island, just off of downtown Bolinas. We're working very actively in the Pine Gulch watershed. And so we see our future now, and we're marching along with community support, with agency support, and we're actively seeking funding, which will be the big challenge over time. It's an absolutely spectacular beginning to a long journey now to actually implement. The talking is over and the walking begins.
For the West Marin Report, this is George Clyde.